And welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now I'm delighted to welcome to our show an internationally acclaimed classical musician. A few years ago, Fanfare magazine called Manuel Barueco the world's greatest living classical guitarist. And frankly, it's hard to dispute that encomium. His recordings and performances around the globe are the gold standard for legions of aspiring guitar players. And for the past 25 years, he has shared his artistry and his musical erudition with many of them at the Peabody Institute here in Baltimore. Here's a little sample from his most recent recording of the great guitar composer Fernando Sor. Manuel Barueco is playing a concert to open the 30th anniversary season of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society tomorrow night, and he's with me now with his guitar for a little preview. Manny, it's so good to see you.
It's nice to see you, too.
Thanks for coming in. By the way, we are streaming on Facebook Live, so to see and hear what's cooking here in Studio A, come on over to the WIPR Facebook page. Your last record was Fernando Sor, the Beethoven of the guitar.
That's right.
Yeah, Sor is one of those composers who, if you're not a guitar player or interested in guitar music, you may not know him.
Right. Well, I guess the idea was about by using that quote, which was, you know, contemporary to Sor, somebody, I forget the name of the critic, it would give them, it would give the general public that didn't know Sor, you know, what his music was like.
Yeah.
So because it is very much in the style of, you know, Sor, Mozart, Haydn, Beethoven is in, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've been kind enough to bring your guitar, and why don't you play a little Fernando Sor for us?
I will do that. This is the B minor study by Sor, so one of his most famous pieces.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And Manuel Barueco, a fantastic guitarist, playing for us live here in Studio A. It sings. The instrument sings so nicely with you at the helm.
Thank you. But actually, this is a nice sounding room. I expected it to be totally dry, and it is dry, like a studio should be, but it has a beautiful sound to it.
Well, the beautiful sound, I think, has a lot to do with what you're doing with the strings.
I think it's the opposite, actually. I think it's the spite of the player.
You know, you once said you're playing a concert of Spanish music tomorrow night to celebrate the Classical Guitar Society's 30th anniversary.
Right.
You once said that the voice of the guitar has a Spanish accent. It's really true, isn't it?
Well, I said that the other day, and I don't know if I should say that or not, but I think it does. I mean, a lot of the tradition of the guitar you know, the classical guitar, the repertoire comes from Spain, and then by extension Latin America and so on, and Italy, and I think its sound does blend well with the languages, like Italian language as well, and I think that's part of the reason why it is so popular in those areas.
You were raised in Cuba.
Right.
You've been here now for, you know, a number of years. Yeah. You also brought us another piece by a Venezuelan composer, right. Antonio Lauro. He's another right. important person for the guitar.
Well, mostly because of these Venezuelan waltzes that he wrote. They are truly beautiful. You know, they're short, beautiful anchor type pieces. And they're certainly very popular with the guitar public.
Yeah, well, if you'd play it for us, that's okay. Great. Here's a waltz by Antonio Lauro. What a treat. Manuel Barrueco playing for us live here in Studio A of Venezuelan Waltz by Antonio Lauro. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's so good to see you.
My pleasure.
Best wishes with the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society and celebrating that wonderful anniversary tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's terrific to see you. Manuel Barrueco, he's playing a concert again tomorrow night at the Kaplan Concert Hall on the campus of Towson University in a program called The Spanish Guitar. The concert will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society. By the way, in the coming months, we look forward to having some of the other great artists that the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society presents. They're going to play for us here on Midday as well. We've got a link to details about tomorrow's concert at wypr.org/midday. That'll do it for us today. Coming up Monday, our movie mavens, Jed Dietz of the Maryland Film Festival and Anne Hornaday of the Washington Post join me for our monthly look at all things cinematic. Hope you can join us for Midday at the Movies on Monday. Thanks to Patango Bakery and Cafe for providing lunch today. They're located on South Ann Street in historic Fells Point. They specialize in imported Italian charcuterie and house-made breads and pastries. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Their menu and hours are on their website, patangogelato.com/bakery. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Thanks this week to Matt Tackett and Katie Marquette for flying the spaceship while Luke has been frolicking in New Mexico. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produced the program. Jemila Krimple is WYPR's digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. We are grateful for production assistance from Sienna Greaves. Thanks again for listening. I'm Tom Hall. We'll leave you with some music of Tarega. This is another recording by the incomparable Manuel Barrueco. Have a great weekend.